From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. lawmakers received an extraordinary classified briefing by the Trump administration Wednesday on the situation in North Korea. The lawmakers were able to pose questions to the president's national security team and learn about the broad range of options to remove this threat from North Korea. Republican Senator John McCain believes using military force against North Korea will involve a lot of consideration.
We know that there's artillery at the DMZ, which can reach Seoul, a city of 25 million people. We can take out that artillery, but probably not before they had fired some shots. So this is a very delicate situation. And so far, I think that the president and his national security team have handled it pretty well.
Trump and U.S. officials have repeatedly said all options remain on the table to deal with the further nuclear or make that further North Korean provocations. Meanwhile, a U.S. Navy strike force led by the aircraft carrier USS Carl Vinson is approaching the east coast of the Korean Peninsula as an additional show of force to North Korea. U.S. military officials are slamming Turkish airstrikes against Kurdish targets in northern Syria, and Turkey's actions on Tuesday jeopardized both the fight against the Islamic State terror group and the well-being of U.S. forces on the ground. A U.S. military official on Wednesday said they got only about an hour's notice about the strikes. A spokesman for Turkey's foreign ministry defended the airstrikes, which resumed on Wednesday, saying the U.S., the coalition, and Russia were all duly informed through both military and diplomatic channels. For details on more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.